Across Massachusetts, many people are looking ahead to Memorial Day weekend, when they can crowd into bars and restaurants and uncover their mouths and noses if they're vaccinated. They can go maskless. The state will lift pandemic restrictions in most settings starting May 29th. Cities like Boston and Somerville plan to do the same. But some local leaders are reacting more cautiously. To find out how one important city is proceeding, we're joined this morning by the mayor of Revere, Brian Arrigo. Good morning, Mayor Arrigo, and thanks very much for speaking to WQBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me.
So, no question about the fact that Revere has been hit hard by COVID. It was on the state's high risk list as recently as just a couple of weeks ago. So, how are you feeling about ending restrictions on May 29th?
So, there's certainly some excitement to get back to normal, but we're tempering that with some caution because our positivity rates, although they're lower, do remain higher than the state average. And our vaccination rates continue to be lower than the state average. So while we're excited, we're also understanding that there's a lot of anxiety and folks are feeling, you know, unsure and they're still concerned about getting a job and making sure that they have the proper housing. And, you know, many people in my community have lost their job during the pandemic and they feel as though, you know, some of the support systems that were in place throughout the pandemic may be just pulled out from under the rug by folks. And what's really important for us is to make sure that people know that we're going to continue to be here to support our residents, even through this recovery process. But there's definitely some mixed emotions about reopening and about what that means for our residents.
You've made a big outreach effort to get people vaccinated in Revere. According to the city's website, as of a few days ago, 41% of Revere residents had been fully vaccinated, which is a little below the state average. Are those numbers where you think they should be to make reopening safe come May 29th?
They're where we expected them to be. One item that we did kind of announce was a goal of getting 70% of the community vaccinated by July. We're still on track for that, but certainly the news and the shift in terms of opening up came a little bit sooner than we had expected.
So let me ask you about masks specifically. The governor is lifting the state's mask mandate for people who've been vaccinated in most settings, but it's leaving room for businesses and communities to continue the mask mandate. How do you plan to proceed in Revere?
So we're going to proceed cautiously. What I want to make sure people understand is that if it comes down to a personal level of comfort, right? If somebody feels more comfortable wearing a mask, then they should be able to and do that without any repercussions. This is going to be a process for us to recover. And one of those pieces is a comfort level that people have around wearing a mask. We've spent over a year now being trained to wear masks. And so I understand people's, again, frustration, anxiety, concern, and we want to understand that, make sure that others understand that, and that there is, the ability for people to do what they're comfortable with doing in terms of wearing masks.
All right, so a very specific last question, if I might. One of Revere's biggest natural assets, of course, is the beautiful Revere Beach. Will people on the beach for Memorial Day weekend be maskless or not?
So that's going to be, again, up to individuals who are coming to the beach. As you noted, Memorial Day is fast approaching. Revere Beach is a popular destination. Our focus is on making sure that residents are vaccinated and that we know that vaccination is the best approach to make sure that people can enjoy themselves without a mask. So if you want to come down to Revere Beach and you want to enjoy it without a mask, please get vaccinated. And we look forward to seeing folks down the beach and enjoying the beautiful weather that we're going to have this summer.
All right. Let's hope that's the case. Brian Arrigo is the mayor of Revere, and he spoke with us here on WBUR's Morning Edition. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you, Bob.